This is October 5th. We're in the middle of our week at Chambord. And we have been, what do we do in that one? What have we visited? We have visited 40. Looks like we were going to Shenanso, which was built by Diane Depatie, who's a character in Rain. We're talking about Shenanso. Oh, anyways, that's at the beginning. So here we go. What do we have to do, Carol? Soundflower? Go to Soundflower. Let's just see if that starts it.
Okay.
Okay, so it is. All right, here we go. October 5th, 2016.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Okay, this is a session with Carol and Bob and Roxy and Ion being recorded on October 5th, copyright 2016, all rights reserved for dopsound.com. Then we're starting at 11:33 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Good evening.
Good evening, Ion. You got some questions you want to begin, Roxy?
Well, I just want to comment that we were very impressed by the surprise today. We went to Shenanso and also to Leonardo's house in his studio. He had a book which showed the Corinthian column, like the one in the restructure.
Yes, very wonderful. Good.
And when I was about to enter the castle in Shenanso, my cell phone turned on its own.
Yeah, see, this is what's happening, is that you're starting to affect the chip body. This is another thing that we told you was going to happen, but you weren't really listening to us, but we told you. Anyway, it's a Bob thing. Bob doesn't listen to us either. He still adores us, but he doesn't listen to us. It's okay, because then when you tell him and you told him, then he comes back and it's all fresh and new. And then when it happens, he's like, oh, my God, the most incredible thing happened. I'm starting to interact with the chip body. And we go, yeah, is that odd? And so it makes us look really, 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 really smart, when really it's, we're just remembering what we already told you that we told you that we told you. Remember, we had a conversation, as your power increased, you would start having interaction, more intimate interaction with the chip body, and you thought we were trying to get you laid, and not you at all. It was the chip body. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Bob remembers that. Well, this is that outcome.
Right, so you didn't activate it. Roxy activated it.
Well, yeah, she did it. Her connection did.
Yes, I got some questions for him.
Well, just okay.
Yes,
so, did you place the pages of Leonardo's book on the Corinthian page, or did we do
yes.
that? You
we did
it.
Did that.
Did you do it 1,000 years ago, or the minute we were there?
We don't know. We can't tell.
Right. So it could have been 1,000,000 years ago, and it could have been the future, and it's irrelevant. It was appropriately there at the right time. Timing.
So far.
Right, so far.
Yes, yesterday my sister said in the chapel of the Petit Trianon in Versailles, that was dedicated to Saint Martin, Saint Germain, and Saint Claude, who could make dead come alive.
Make what come alive?
The dead.
The dead. So it was Claude?
Saint Claude. So who's Saint Claude? It's the first time I hear from that Saint Claude.
A friend.
Was he key for the relationship between Germain and Martin?
It will be. Not quite connected yet. See, you're ahead of it.
Yeah, so we were just listening to the October 3rd session, and you were saying the chromosome 14 is more important than the RNA, and then you said, well, actually, it will be. So we are changing... We are creating the role of chromosome 14 with our RNA drops and restructure.
You're making
right?
it, yes. You're making it. That's the thing. And that's the thing that Carolyn thinks is slow. She thinks
it's slow. You mean it's not happening fast enough for her?
Yes. She wants it all, and she wants it now. And that's good. We do, too. But you got to move it. See, anywhere.
We're making chromosome 14 significant.
You understand that's the point. But you're acting like that's new. That's old school, Bobby.
Yeah, so this is the power of humans. We're making what's going to be an apparent rule, law, paradigm. And so we're claiming it's already a fact, but we must carry it on, move it beyond the so far, and complete it. Then it's a fact. So that's why we're rechanging all scientific knowledge.
It's the power of love. Remember Huey Lewis and the News?
The power of love.
The Doobs?
That's
yeah.
Right.
Ooh, Doobies or
Doobies? Huey Lewis and the News.
Yeah. Ian Ross like Huey News.
we don't care. We're just saying that's what it's like.
I know. I'm just showing what I remember. Daphne's late husband, Ian, like Huey.
Okay. Yesterday, when we went to Chambord, at the Entrée Royale, the main entrance, from there, you see the pyramid and then the city of heaven from that perspective. And the four columns sustaining a pyramid.
When you're down at the bottom on the ground, looking back at the castle, the first thing you see is the front wall with a pyramid at the top of the front wall. But the angle you're looking at, the second floor city is right above the pyramid, as if the pyramid's pointing at it. Now you're saying
city of heaven.
City of heaven. Is that appropriate? Is that what they want you to see?
Like the pyramid.
Yeah. Like Shambhala.
Okay.
Shambhala.
Oh, Shambhala.
Yeah, the city of gold.
Right. Is Chambord potentially a new city of gold then?
When you finish it, it will. You haven't finished it yet, Bobby.
Right. And Shambhala is already finished.
Our version is.
Right. But we will finish it.
Right. Because otherwise it won't suit you.
Yeah. See, so...
You know how y'all are.
Right. Here's an update. So as McLuhan said, new technologies change the environment, but they're extensions of humans. Humans must create the technology to cause the change.
Well, they embrace it, because if they don't embrace it, there's no change. See, that's the change.
They pretend there's an outer kingdom linkage, an outer kingdom catalyst. They require an outer kingdom catalyst when they're little men.
Okay, we'll go over that. We don't like it, but we'll give it to you.
I'll do it to you.
Well, the medium is not the message, right?
That's the point. That's where he lost it. It was true for a moment, but it's not true anymore.
Good point. Yes. I mean, I keep saying this hot and cool dialectic. Even McLuhan rejected it a year or two after he created it. But so McLuhanism does not apply to our time today.
Yesterday.
That's the point. That's why it was on CNN. That's why Annie Hall is the most appropriate thing. So you win. You mean
that Anderson Cooper had McLuhan on. That was the final hurrah of McLuhan.
Yes, that's what we told you in advance. And you giggled like, that'll never happen in 10,000 million hundred digging years. And it did.
It did. Go ahead.
Yeah, yesterday Bob said at the beginning was the word, but it was a pun.
Yeah, that's right. It was a bloody flux, yeah.
Bloody flux. Yeah.
And yesterday we also noticed...
Did you get the link to that, Bob, in your little inbox?
Just now or yesterday?
When it happened with Anderson Cooper, the reference to Annie Hall and Marshall McLuhan.
I'm not sure if I got it. I've looked at a lot of stuff, but send it again if you can, then I'll know.
You got it. You just don't throw it away. You got it.
Okay, good. I'll have to look it up later.
Yeah, just a thing we noticed when we saw the animation, there's the main staircase in the middle, but on each corner there's also a smaller
Staircase,
like
for the spiral. For the visitors.
Right, a separate, like a cupola.
Okay, so this Chambord is included, the design of the Chambord is included in the angel diagram, correct?
Yes, of course. Or well, they copied the angel diagram, yeah.
Aha! Isn't that neat? They copied the angel diagram. That's amazing, because the little spiral staircases, would that be ring 7?
Close to it. It's what begins it. Remember the Asher. You've got to count the Asher from your inside-out space. The Asher is not included in the way the rings are counted in that rendition. So it's a drawing that's not complete.
It's a mistake. Not accurate.
It's a trick. It's an anomaly. It's an Asher.
A what?
Escher.
Escher. So, yeah, you're saying the four smaller staircases are their attempt to show the action of the Escher ring, ring 7.
Yes, the loop of the 7, that's right. So it's not really that ring, it's what it comes to. It's what that ring comes to, you know.
So the more important ring is 14 linked in with 1 is the center staircase.
We would say yes.
Yeah. That is a good knowledge. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, in the pictures, the sun and the light don't look like usually they do, like circles, but more like an oval. Why is that? Is
the sunlight where?
The sun in the pictures, they look like oval.
What pictures?
The pictures I pick.
Oh, okay. No, you have to say your pictures.
And my sister's.
The sun is oval shaped.
Yes, the lights.
The lights. Wait, what's that, Ian?
The way that it's the shift. It's your shift.
It's not the digital camera showing reality more than we see.
Well, maybe.
Showing the shift, though. The shift that's coming to matter?
That matters, yes.
Yeah, because we're making the connections on this journey from castle to castle. It's affecting the sun.
So far.
Yes, and yesterday after dinner, I was putting the plates away, and I just felt like I should leave the room. Like, I was freaked out, and I went to the kitchen, and my niece also came running after me, and she said she saw the ghost, but he was walking inverted on the ceiling. And
right.
I noticed...
And you do that all the time. Y'all do that all the time. Sometimes you do that yourself, but you don't talk about it. No, you do. You know that. When you had the headache thing and you go to bed with the headachey thing, that's when you normally do it.
You have a headache, right? As you said that. Yeah.
Yes.
Let me just say this. That ghost is, I'm just listening to yesterday's session, that's the golem, right?
That's good. Very good. That's the golem. Perfect.
And
good. Listen, Bob, maybe you'll get yourself somewhere. Oh, you can't know nothing. You can't learn nothing. You can't have nothing. Nothing is
Bessie,
nothing
you
yet.
Like. You're always changing. I can't know
nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Yeah. You got to have something if you want to be with me.
I know that line. Go ahead.
Yes, the castle should be symmetrical, but the rooms of the king are inverted, and also in the chapel.
Wait, what are you talking about, Chambord or today?
Yes, Chambord. In the chapel, the choir is not oriented to Jerusalem. It's inverted too. So why is all inverted here?
No, why is the choir?
The antiphonal choir is the one you're referring to.
Yes.
Why is that inverted?
It doesn't go with that church.
Doesn't go with that chapel. It's linked to another chapel that's invisible.
Right. Remember in Fringe when things were connected, but then all of a sudden it was like wouldn't fit anymore because it doesn't fit anymore because it doesn't fit because it was never supposed to be there.
Right, so the chapel she's describing is misplaced. It's in the wrong place, so that's why it doesn't fit where it apparently is.
Doesn't combine with the area that it holds. Doesn't combine with the area that it holds.
And what it combines with is right beside it, but we're not seeing it?
Basically.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We've got to say basically because, you see, it's kind of like a rub, you see.
When you say it's a rub, what's that mean?
That means it doesn't quite connect. It's not true. It is, but it's not right. It's on, but it's not quite there. It's always on, but it's slightly off.
Okay.
Yes, and it's very interesting to notice that all the castles have, like, hidden ground for many things. Like, many things were planned or sand.
They're like a representation. If you do it like this, if you do it like the lines and spaces, it's trying to figure out so you can find the clues to get you back there.
Right, so we've noticed that each castle we visit
has a subject.
It has a subject, a surprise, that then is developed in the next castle. So today,
yes, but
we...
just you're looking for. You've been there. Some of these places you've been before, Bob, but you don't remember them because you weren't looking for.
Yeah.
Now we're going to see what we remembered, but that's not what's happening.
Well, but that's not what's happening. Now you're going to place what you've known into what you now know.
Right. So the role of the women was emphasized at Shinonso.
Shinonso.
And Diane Poitier.
Poitier.
I read her biography and I just said, well, okay, let's see which one looks like Carolyn. She acted out the Carolyn thing that Carolyn done. The archetype of Carolyn there. So was Carolyn connected with her in some way?
A meme. It was what you call a meme.
So Diana plugged into the Dr. Dean Connie meme.
Yes. Which was adaptable, so, not very well, but it was still adaptable.
Did any of those three women, Diana, Lorraine,
Louise de Lorraine, and Catherine
DuPont,
de Medici.
And DuPont.
DuMont.
Right. Did any of them not transition?
Two of them didn't. The DuMont did not, or hasn't yet. Could. You never know. I mean, it's always possible. You fight to get in this thing, you can get out of it, right?
Right. So were they around today watching what Carolyn's going to complete their work?
They're always looking over her shoulder, yes.
Well, it then brings into an amazing encounter with this Alexander guy. Alexander Gilles. Was that Germain or somebody who knew us well?
Well, they knew you, but I don't know about well.
Right, but so was he waiting for us to show up?
Yep, of course.
So then he tells us that it's well known in the town among the population that Leonardo didn't transition or his bones aren't there.
That the tomb is empty, that there are no bones in the tomb and also in the tomb.
That's correct.
And so it's well known locally. And so did you or our own power set it up that we meet a guy that would validate that?
No, you're just catching up.
And he lived in a house with the number 33. Well, it sounds,
yes.
It's a cave. He was a troglodyte.
He was in a cave.
It's an old cave in Amboise.
What do you make of those caves, Ion?
They're havens.
They were havens during World War II for the population.
Havens.
Right, so he has people, he meets people, they come in and look at his place, and then they sign his book. And he kept saying that I look familiar. What was he really seeing? I look famous.
Through you. No, he was looking through you. He really couldn't see you, and he was a little concerned, because if you notice, he was a bit animated about it. He was like, uh-oh, who is this? Is this somebody important or somebody we should be scared of, or what?
Right, so he could see through me. Does that mean he doesn't see my face?
Sometimes.
And so he projected a famous face into it.
No, he just projected. He was being polite, Bob. He was trying to say, should I fear you, basically.
Yeah, should I even be allowed in his room? what he was saying.
Well, should I fear you, yeah.
Right. Well, that's interesting.
Yes, he also explained the different types of tufo, the stone of the castles. Like, he lives in a place where there is the hard tufo, and he doesn't even have humidity from the mountain. And he told me the stone from the castles comes from a place called Bourré, where Mick Jagger has a castle. The soft one.
The soft stone.
Mm-hmm.
And the hard stone was in his cave. Now, was he was showing his awareness of stone. That's another indication he knew about the white stone, or he was groping for that.
Mostly groping for it. See, they're trying to make a reality that's not even real.
Right.
I don't know a nice way to say that, but you know what the point is.
Well, he validates us, but we're not validating him.
Basically, yeah. And that's not too odd. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, he also mentioned Jeanne of Arc. He said her tomb is empty too. So is she also not dead?
Not yet.
So she is. So who burned at the stake? Someone else?
Someone else.
It's not that she looked. She can't make herself appear to be burnt and then heal herself secretly. Not like that.
Right.
She put some.
Basically.
Did she throw someone in to replace her, or did someone volunteer to replace her?
They jumped in easy.
Well, did Joan of Arc know her?
Yes.
Okay. And when the, who was the guy that got executed? No, Marie Antoinette. The person who replaced her, was that like the Egyptian idea that the slaves die for the pharaoh if the pharaoh dies? Is that why she got someone to replace her, Marie Antoinette, to be beheaded?
Might as well.
Might as well. But these people, the person who substituted for her was not afraid of transition, right?
Hell no, because they know they're forever.
Right.
I mean, if somebody came in today and said, we're going to kill you in the head, you'd look at me and you'd say, go ahead. Go ahead, knock yourself out. Everybody else is trying. Why not you too? Go ahead. Good luck.
So
it wouldn't move you. It wouldn't. You might be pleasant about it or nice, but it wouldn't move you. You'd go, okay, good. Congratulations.
Okay. An ongoing question, and maybe this depends on our completion cycle we're doing here. I don't know if the word cycle is appropriate, but Catherine. Mostly like Frank, Catherine of Medici, Margaret of Navarre. Are these people picking up rumors from conversations with Saint Germain, or are they ascended themselves? King Francois.
Most are King Francois for sure. But we could go point by point by point to work that down. But that's not even what you're saying, or is the point. What you're trying to get to is, are we there yet? And you're almost there. That's your conversation. That they're
right.
They're noting your progress, however
right.
demure.
But you did say, when we first were discussing what Roxanne was learning, discovering, that a lot of the symbols in the castles were just mumbo-jumbo put there by the architects to look like they knew something.
Yes, of course.
But you're saying they were doing it for Francois, and he was ascended himself.
He is.
Did he sort of let them put the symbols up there just to give him something to do, and he wasn't too fanatic?
Well, it opens it up a little bit. It's kind of fun. It's kind of like when you start putting stuff on your blob. That's what we call your thing now, is a blob. When you put stuff on your blob, Bob.
Yeah, so he was letting them project their symbols in there, give them a sense of purpose, and he said he knew they couldn't be exact, so he let them put in what he told them to do, but he knew they didn't know the meanings he meant by them. Something like that?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, it's a reach. You understand how what a reach that whole thing is, but it's okay. It'll preach.
Right.
Yes, I also wonder what happened to the son of Louis XIV. He disappeared in the woods in Chambord when he was went hunting. What happened to him?
He just went through a portal.
Like unwittingly.
Well, we don't even know what that means. What does unwittingly mean?
Well, did he desire to leave?
No, he didn't care. He was looking for stuff, so he was still looking for stuff. So that was the part of looking for stuff. So whatever you call that looking for stuff, it's still looking for stuff.
Did Louis XIV transition?
One of them did.
Did Henry VIII transition?
No.
Yeah, so you've been talking, beginning with the Tudor dynasty 7 years ago, with these people as examples of people who did not transition, who were ascended people. You've been talking with them all along, right? Do? Hey.
Mostly do. You're on a rough side, but yes.
Well, why did you start talking about the Tudor dynasty at the beginning? We see how it links into this story of Chambord and the other castles. Is it about the castles and their meaning, or was there another reason you would mention them from the beginning?
It is that same thing, trying to get you caught up to where you are.
Right.
We were just trying to get you caught up to where you were.
Because we have castles. We have huge dynasties.
Yeah, you seem surprised. See, that's why it's so hysterical. You come along, and then all of a sudden, hey, Ion, you're not going to believe this fucked up shit. We really have castles, and we are somebody, and we are something. We go, yeah, is that okay? I'm glad. I mean, I'm thrilled. Congratulations. Wow, yeah, that's right. You really are alive. Look at you. That's nice. So, you see, for us, it's kind of like, do what? So, you get our pain.
Yes. So we've been hiding for so long, we got into the being hidden. We got into the role that we were hiding inside of and forgot
well,
that.
Well, and what you hid, and what you hid was who you are.
Yeah.
That was the hidden. That was your mystery landscape that almost got the android meme and the mechanical bride pregnant.
Right, and the android meme was required.
We don't like it, but if you say so, it's your story.
Right. So, Carol, do you have something you want to input?
No, I've got all kinds of business.
But in Chenonceau, I saw a painting of Diane de Poitiers, and they said she was painted as Diana. She was 58, and she looked very young. So how did she achieve that youth?
She wasn't. She didn't age.
Just didn't age. Did she transition?
Not yet.
Right, we already mentioned her, right. So what did Rousseau get from her, or did she get stuff from Rousseau? What were they really studying?
They weren't studying anything.
Were they having an affair?
Yes.
Right, so they faked the research.
Right. Of course, whatever. I mean, everything's research.
Exploration. Environment.
Yeah, exploring communication. So what did they accomplish? Nothing? It was just personal between him, her and Rousseau? I mean, he became a famous writer with his noble savage concept. What did he mean by the noble savage?
The magic of the art of the deal.
Of the Neil, K-N-E-E-L?
Deal, as in deal a meal.
You mean like Trump's book, The Art of the Deal?
Yes.
the magic of the art of the deal. Okay, next point.
Okay, so let's, we only got a few minutes left, so let's unmute people and...
All participants are now unmuted.
Kim, wasn't that amazing, Kim, what you just heard? If, no, maybe you're not.
It was amazing. You know, there was like three things. First of all, you know, Joan of Arc wasn't burned at the stake. And in Carolyn's Labyrinth, or Sheila's Labyrinth painting, she has Joan of Arc on a horse looking up over the Labyrinth, you know, with her standard on a horse. I've always found
that fascinating. Wait, you said Carolyn's painting? What's Carolyn's painting?
I said, well, I call it Carolyn's painting, the Labyrinth painting that Sheila Kern did.
Why do you call it Carolyn's painting?
I don't know. I just do.
In the Labyrinth, what is in the Labyrinth? Joan of Arc is in it?
On the left. On the left-hand side towards the top. She's at the top sitting on a horse with her standard looking over the walls of the Labyrinth. I thought that was interesting. But the other thing was that the people that you've run into are trying to validate their reality.
Yeah.
And I found that so interesting from the recording, the last one you did on the 8th, where you had those medieval actors, and they were startled, you know, to actually see you. You actually did what, you know, so in other words, they didn't expect you to catch up to where you are. I mean, everything that's happening now completely changes everything.
Right, now I'm looking at the Labyrinth painting. Where is Joan of Arc? Upper left? Below the
entrance? If you look at the left, at the top of the, you know, you walk into the Labyrinth, you have the girl with the blonde ponytail, and it skates back and forth. And at the very top of the Labyrinth, you see a girl, a woman on a horse. You see that?
You mean the statue? What part of the Labyrinth
are
you looking
at? I guess she is a statue. But I remember, like the painting. But
no,
I remember.
Let's start over again. In the very, look.
Look for a horse, Bob.
Yeah, there's one there, a statue, a golden statue.
No, but that's not.
Well, so where is it? Just give us precisely where it is, Kim.
I'm not having to Google it now. I just said.
Oh, you don't have it there.
No.
In relation
there.
To the flying horse, maybe. Is it there? The standard bearer.
Yeah, she's a, it is a gold horse. It's at the.
Okay, the gold horse is what you're talking about. And how do you know that's Joan of Arc? Did Sheila say that?
I remember Sheila talking about the painting on Jenny's show. And saying that was Joan of Arc.
All right.
I thought that was interesting.
Anybody else have anything to say?
Yeah. Was the person who jumped into the fire for her, was she ascended?
She wasn't afraid of death. I don't know if that means ascended. Mm. She knew she was eternal. That's on the way.
Yeah.
And that Shambhala is finished. Ion says their version of Shambhala is finished.
Their version, but we haven't. See, that's how we change everything. We're going to complete a lot of these monuments, environments, whatever they are, and then they'll be changed. So matter is not just the electron being changed.
Great fun. The mythical city that... Yeah, that's great fun.
Yeah, so and that's McLuhan's point. You bring in a new technology, a new frequency, it changes everything in the society. That's what we're doing. I mean, it looks like we are the ones who caused the Trump phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you are.
You've got millions of little people yelling and screaming, and Bob sits here on Joan of Arc's horse looking over at all the noise.
Look at the chaos into the ground.
It sounds like what Ion says about the people didn't see the ships until they knew they were there.
That's
kind of like, I don't know if I really want to be around every soul that's ever...
What are you thinking about? I mean, the electromagnetic. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Now you're going nuts again. Put Sarah back on meds. She's fucked up.
Sounds like a Kickstarter for me.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll continue.